All right, good morning on the 31st day of Sfirat HaOmer Tov Shin Samach Hei. And today's daf is daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, and we start right at the top at the two dots. And everybody is excited today, I'm sure, to go ahead into Ner Chanukah, right in time for Lag BaOmer. The flames of Lag BaOmer mixing with the Ner Chanukah is a wonderful image in our mind. Omer of Sheshes, we're up to the two dots. You ready to go on this?
Yeah.
Great. Outside.
Let's try it out. This side should be out. Where's the mic?
The mic's right here.
Ah. Okay. All right. Looks like fun.
Around your neck.
There it goes.
Yeah, there you are.
All right. So, yeah. What is the halacha of someone who is traveling? Because remember, we said Ner Ish U Beito. Now, there's even a shaila among many in the poskim whether someone who doesn't have a bayit at all is a homeless person, chayev in Ner Chanukah. Because the chayev seems to be literally a chayev on the home. It's a very fascinating way of looking at Ner Chanukah. But assuming that someone is on the road, so his home now is as an achsanai, so he's staying in someone's house, he's chayev in Ner Chanukah. Omer bizeh mireish ki avina beirav mishtatafna bepriti behadi ushpize. Now I used to, when I was a yeshiva bacher, and of course they ate kest, as they would do until so recently, and we stayed over at different people's houses, and that was the ushpize. So when we had Chanukah, I would give some money in order to be mishtatef in the neirot, and that way I was yotze when the ushpizoi lit his candles. But vata the nesiva yidita, after I got married to my wife, Amina, I said to myself, now, and of course in those days, they would leave home to study in the yeshiva all week anyway, and still say at the achsanai, but he said, hashtavari lo tzarichna, I certainly don't have to light here, the komadlake alai bego beitai. Even though I'm away, they still are lighting for me where I live, in my home. And I can certainly be yotzei without hadlaka. No, if I don't have to worry about being mishtate. There's a couple of fascinating things that are involved here. First of all, why did he have to pay money for the shemen? What does that mean? I mean, if he's considered to be someone who lives and they have a nice house, so then, I mean, is he including himself in the Ner Ishu Beito because he's like a member of the family? So then what, he doesn't have to pay? If he's not a member of the family, what good is paying? I mean, how can I be out to with someone else without luck on his home? Because I paid him money. So what does that mean? If we have two homes, that we both live in the same kotz, and I hold like tosas, that I put it on the door, so we'll all be mishtate, all pay for the one Ner Chanukah, we'll put a Ner Chanukah at the entrance to the kotz, and we'll all be out to. Because it's a separate chiyuv, how can I be yotze?
If three Ravakim live in one room, so they all buy it and together.
But I understand, I'm asking why. I know we're taking for granted because the Gemara says this. I'm questioning what's the mechanism for such a thing?
Does everybody pay for this Pesach offering, or is it just done by the owner of the family?
I mean, it's not a din in money, but you need to be manui, and manuyin normally costs money. I mean,
similarly to this?
No, here there's an ownership issue. And I mean, a monetary issue. And the guy, in other words, I need to somehow make a kinyan on it. I would pay money for it.
The din is Ishu Beito. Here we have Anashim Ishu Beito. Two people in one bite. So
it's given that I must own the oil? How about, I mean, this is a shayla that's raised. How about if I stole it? I use somebody's oil without rishus. You know, a roommate goes over, takes the other guy's oil, uses his oil. Was it yotze? If I need to have a kinyan in the oil, I mean, that's a whole new idea. I mean, where did we see that I need that? It has to be my oil. It has to be my light, but my oil? And where that came from? Shouldn't matter really very much. If I'm going to have to worry about it flipping around, that's what I could. Okay, this is something to keep in mind when we discuss the halachas of Chanukah here. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol hashmanim kulam yafin l'ner. Now all oils are very fine to light in a ner, but shemen zayit min hamuvchar. But certainly the best is shemen zayit. And in fact, actually, Rabba used to always try to get hold of sesame oil. Tosis points out that this discussion has got to be talking about Ner Chanukah, not Ner Shabbos, because later on we're going to say that Shemen Zayas is done as Mitzvah Namufcher Lagabi Shabbos because of the way in which it flows through the wick. And we're more makbid on Shabbos for the capillary action because of Shemayata and so on than we are on all of these other issues. So it's probable that at this stage also, since the Gemara is talking about Ner Chanukah, in which case would be rather strange because it means that we didn't even take into consideration the fact that the original Shemen was Shemen Zayit. We're talking about Ner Chanukah. That was the Shemen, of course, that the whole Nes took place with. Nonetheless, he's saying he was, Rabbi used to look around for sesame oil. Because he said, "I mashik nuhura tvei." He said, "Well, the light of sesame oil. There's more. The sesame oil has more energy content, and it burns longer." But then, when he heard this mimer of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he was mahadar amashka dezesa. Since he heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say that olive oil was the best, he went to get olive oil because he said, "I choil nugretvei." The light of the olive oil is very clear, very bright, and so even though it may not last as long, you know, that's not the issue. This is how Rashi learns it. But again, according to Tosis, we're referring even to Ner Chanukah, which means that our considerations are not defined by its relationship to the Nesa to the Menorah. Which is another issue we saw yesterday, the question of Hadlokos, the Mitzvah, Nachos, the Mitzvah. We didn't analyze it in terms of the menorahs based on English, which is very strange. V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol ha-shemanim yafin l'dio. When it comes to making ink, any oil is good, but shemen zayit ben ha-mufchar. Iboilu, when you say to make ink, I mean, there's two issues in making ink. One of them is to make the color of the ink, which means that you burn the oil and collect the soot, and you use that for blacking it. The other is that you mix the various things that you use, the various colors, in a base, and it would mean using a base of Shemen Zayit. Which one do you mean? Legabel or La Hashem? Are you talking about mixing, or are you talking about burning and using the black of it inside your ink? Tashmat, the Tani Reb Shmuel Bar Zutri, Kol HaShemanim Yafin L'Dio, V'Shemen Zayit L'Na Mufchar, Bein L'Gabel, Bein L'Hashem. For any purposes of making Dio, this is certainly, Shemen Zayit is the best, both as a base and as a source of the boot black over here. Reb Shmuel Bar Zutra Masmi Hochi, Kol HaAshanim Yafin L'Dio, V'shemen zayit min ha-mufchar. In fact, Shmuel Bar Zutra's girsa in a braita was that if we're talking about the ishun, then shemen zayit is min ha-mufchar for ishun specifically. Omer avuna kolas rafim yafim lidyo v'sraf taf yafa mikulam. Any type of resin is good. Now, Rashi uses the word guma here. Tosfos doesn't like that. He says you can't use guma for dio because the Gemara says kumus for gittin is guma, but dio is something entirely different. It's very nogel halacha because you can't write a sefer Torah with anything but actual dio, whatever that is. I mean, here Rashi seems to be including this gum. I don't know what the difference is between gum and the resin. I mean, because I always thought that they were basically the same thing. That shows you how much I know. But anyway, I mean, it's very nogeya here for Ksiva Sefer Torah. According to Tosfos, you can't use what Rashi's saying. You'd be able to use here in the Pirush and the Gemara. Therefore, would be very different. Do you have anybody have a translation here of
the word?
According to Raj, I mean, I don't know if he brings the Rashi, I assume he does, but how does he learn Sraf? What word does he use? How about there?
Srafim?
Sraf, call it Srafim, yeah.
Gums.
He doesn't bring a note, it touches.
Yeah.
Christ as you understand Sraf to be the sap, the lakul trees of a tree.
So what is the gum? Isn't that what gum is? I don't know what it is. Isn't gum sap?
What's resin when it rots?
I thought it was also a church for sap.
Guma humina sapatit hakika gome usraf et.
Great, that's exactly what it says. So what's Tosh for saying? I don't understand. All right. So obviously I'm missing something over here. Okay. And the Ketaf, do they have a translation of Ketaf?
Yeah, Blackthorn gum.
Blackthorn.
Blackthorn.
That's impressive. It sounds like it's definitely something.
Something else.
Okay. Umr Bir Barashi Amarav.
When you burn oil, there's no resin on it. There's nothing there.
No, no, we're talking now about the. This is a different sugyo over here. This is talking about the sraf of the dio, not the burning of the dio. That was the sugyo before. We started a new sugyo with Umr Bir. Umr Bir Barashi Amarav. Hamadlik Ner Shokanuka. Tzarek Levore. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Haro'eh Ner Shochanuka Tzarich Levareh. There's not only a mitzvah. Somebody is walking down the street, and he sees that the other people have lit, and he hasn't lit yet, as Rashi brings from his rabbi, that this bracha is only someone who has not lit or won't be able to light. He's in a boat that's passing by, and he sees Ner Shochanuka. So he also has a bracha to be mevareh. What are these brachas? Omer of Yehuda, Yom Rishon Haro'eh Mevarech Shtayim, V'Hamadlik Mevarech Shalosh. If you see it, so you're Mevarech, of course, Al HaNisim, you can't say Lahadlik, but if you're going to light, you also say Lahadlik, Al HaNisim, and Shechianu. Mikan Ve'elech Madlik Mevarech Shtayim, V'Roeh Mevarech Achat. And my Mema'et, which brach do you leave out the second day? Mema'et Zman, you leave out Shechianu, because you've already said Shechianu on this time. Well, but the Nimod Nes, I mean, haven't I already made a brach on the Nes too? By the same token, the gentleness of the entry doesn't save it. He makes up for it. You'll notice we're thinking about something else now instead of about Banea, but it's all right.
All the different oils, all the different wicks, testing how long they last.
This is marvelous.
Standard size
land,
go.
Wow.
In the meantime,
it
sits down, opens up.
That's great. This is wonderful. Look at this, a picture of Tilat HaMidbar.
Maybe they know what this shrub
really?
Is.
Wow. Beautiful. These are, this is the Tapuach Sedon. Oh, isn't this
so lovely? Like works at everything biological, everything botanical.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Where'd you go?
Did you mention something about...
Here are those long stringy plants we're talking about. But what is it?
And there's another one in the terrace.
Really nice. Nice.
This is the one that taught me how to eat a locust.
I love it. Close your eyes.
Oh, he's got a picture of the Kikoyon of Yonah. But it doesn't look like the way the Gemara explains it. Does he care about the Gemara, or he's... because this is a siach here. It's not a tree.
No, they grow a tree, like.
Yesterday,
the giant trees that they use giant. over the storefronts.
So
that doesn't sound like
him. I saw yesterday a little plant where it can be
right.
Huge.
If you only need to sit under it, they grow big.
Sorry, but I needed a real good excuse to
say. Yeah, I saw. Let's see. All right. And you say that they have a picture of the they don't have the dio issues here, though, right?
Wicks and oils.
Wicks and oil, so they wouldn't have a thing about the race. It's not all about Bamem Adlikin, it's just about the sugi of the Neris. Very, very interesting. Thank you so much. This is even better than a polished apple, I'll tell you. This is really nice. All right, thank you. Good, continues the sugya. So why don't we, if you're telling me I'm in Mevorech on the Zman, because I'm Mevorech once, so I'm Mevorech once on the Nes also? I mean, Elamai, there's a Chiyav each day, so then say the Zman each day. Says the word, no. The Nes was a new Nes every day. Because every day, Lamaisa, you were burning oil in a way that was not natural. So the nace, ko you may eat it. You have that nace every day. Again, it's all, I'm sure you've heard the probably dozens and dozens of different answers as to why this is the first day. It was they had enough oil for one day. So why is the first day a nace? That's what I mean. This is what most people spend their Hanukkah talking about, is this issue. What are you mevarech? Mevarech asher kereshanu mitzvah tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Hanukkah. That's weird. God said, Hashem Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam. Where did God ever say to light a Ner Chanukah? I didn't see that anywhere. Tzveheichan Tzivanu? Where does it say in the Torah to light a Ner Chanukah? So Rav Avia says, I mean, it says Lotasur. Lotasur means Lotasur min hadavar sheyagidol chayim min usbo. You cannot turn aside from anything the Chachomim says. If they set to light it, that means that God said to listen to them to light your Ner Chanukah. Reb Nechemiah Amar, Sha'al Avicha v'yagetcha, Zekenecha v'yomer lach. I mean, there's different ways of understanding this machlokas. And if the Lot Asur, I mean, this touches upon some fundamental issues of how to understand the Chiyuvim of the Rabbanan. Because the Lot Asur is only a chiyuv not to be morid connected to Rabbanan, right? So then the question is that, you know, the famous Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvot, as to whether that's in terms of the Purush of the mitzvahs that are given in the Torah, whether it also includes Takonis of the Rabbanan. And I mean, as the Rambam time is on the Rambam, if you're telling me Takonis the Rabbanan are based on Lot Asur, so then they're derisive. Why do we have a difference between Suffolk Rabbanan and Suffolk Derisa? And so on. I mean, again, the answer to that is obvious. If the problem is Lot Asur, then it's only where I'm being sar. Only if I'm turning aside. If I'm not turning aside, but not doing it because of Suffolk, whether I have to do it, and brother wouldn't be included in the Suffolk. Again, there's many approaches to this issue. So the Shaila is this a machlokes about whether Lot Asur would apply to a Takona? Or, is as the Chassam Sofer suggests, it could be there's no machlokas, it's just that Lot Asur is a negative. How do you say Hashem Kedishanu Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu is a negative? That's just Lot Asur. Where am I told to do it? That the act itself is the tzivui. That's Shalavich of Yagetcha, which includes, they said to do it, okay, so I'll do it. Mosi Ravam. You claim that the main reason I'm saying Asher Kedishonu is because there's a chiyuv of the Drabonon from Lot Asur. So why does it say Hadmai? Now Dmai is a chiyuv Drabonon to take off of Maisa that you have a suffix on where you have a basis mitzad adin of relying on the fact that Rov Amei Haaretz Maasri. Nonetheless, the Chachamim said, go ahead and take off your Maaser anyway. Now the din is that you normally cannot make an Eruv of food that you're not able to eat. If it's not kosher food, it's obviously not kosher for an Eruv. However, Demai you can use for an Eruv. Why? Because as we saw earlier, everyone is roy to eat Demai. All you have to do is lose all your money, which is the easiest thing in the world. You know, just invest in a Dow Jones. You could be mafker all your money. Right? So in Ela, it's within your hands at any point to eat Demai. And therefore, mishtatvim bot in a shutvus of a mavli. Mivorchim alav is considered to be kosher food. So you would be mavorech. Rashi learns the hamotzi. The Tosfos Yeshanim learns is talking about in terms of birchas hamazon. Mizamnim alav would mean basora birchas hamazon. According to him, according to Rashi, of course, mizamnim is the birchas hamazon. Umafrishin oto arom. Now this is the chiddush. You can be stark naked when you take off dmai. Now this sounds like some type of weird mountain rite. You know, you can see the guy flying around on the mountains and flinging his dmai to the sky as he prances around. But that's not why we're talking about that, you know, naked.
It's not required.
The reason that we're talking about is because it means that you don't need to make a bracha, obviously, otherwise you won't be able to make a bracha.
Because it's dmai.
So?
Naked.
Dhamma itself is
self-sacred.
Well, we're getting there. We're getting there. What are you going to do about Yantav Sheni? Uh-huh. You thought about that too? Uh-huh. So you're not all the way ahead in the Gemara yet. Okay. So, apparently, I mean, if you're naked, you don't have to make a bracha. And you could do it bein ha-shmosh, it's not an isra tikka nagai b'shabbos. Now, yamar kol min rabbanan boi bracha. According to you, when the rabbanan make a takkara, needs a bracha. I mean, isn't that the whole point of being naked over here, is to tell you you don't have to be mevorech? So, kikoi orom, heichi mevorech, v'abayinu v'ayam acharecha kadosh v'leka. You certainly can't make a bracha where it's lo yirebucha ervad davar. Rabbi, that's because vadai to divrayim ba'i bracha, safek to divrayim lo ba'i bracha. Since over here the whole thing is based on a safek, maybe somebody didn't take off my safek. You don't make a bracha on a safek where that's the basis of the takana. Is that so? Yontav Sheni is basically a safek to divrayim. And you need to make a bracha, even though the whole basis of the gezeirah is a safek. But once they made the gezeirah, then that's the chiyuv. Everything. Was there all of the brokers? Awesome. The truth is, maybe we shouldn't make a bracha, but that's all we need. If you wouldn't make a bracha on Yontav Sheni, you would soon have people claiming, well, you came there to Israel, you had a visit, don't keep Yontav Sheni.
I don't think that's
that's not what they were talking about. No. Rav Amar. Rav Ameh Haaretz Masvinen. Rav says it's not even a suffix.
Which
bracha the Yontav
Sheni is talking about?
We just went through that. You were in a time warp, but Kiddush is enough for you, no? It's good. We have a few time warp people here. It's okay. I mean, there's others with you. Don't think you're alone there, Aaron.
Why is it they all gather around Rebbe?
That does trouble me at times.
What do you mean you mafrish the mayor? The money? Mayor is an act of law of Russia. What do you mean you mafrish the mayor?
I buy something from a guy who doesn't have a hefsher. I take off my suit. Ella, what else? Yeah. I'm taking off the meiser of the chiyuv of the mind.
So it becomes
kosher. Oh, you mean when it says ma'arvim d'mai? You said, what does it mean mafrishin d'mai? You mean ma'arvim d'mai? It means even before you took off the meiser of the d'mai, you can use it for your eruv. And then we don't. But how could I have a kosher eruv if I can't eat the food of my eruv? It's not a very good eruv.
But it means after you have the d'mai, you have to convert it into Maser Mamash by doing an Afrasha without a bracha. Is that the idea?
Tell me precisely which piece you're asking on. The Orom part.
Yeah,
so normally the Fiev is that here we're talking about where someone did not take off the Mai. I see what's bothering you. We're using the word Mai in two ways. We're using the Mai to be the reference to the fruits that have not yet had a Afrasha. So the Isser on them is the Isser Mai. And we're using Demai in terms of someone who's taking off Meiser from Demai. So the Hafrosh of Meiser as Demai, so to speak. So it's a little bit confusing. So in the taking off Meiser from Paris, which are Demai, you would not make a bracha. That's the Shiloh wine. I'm sorry. I didn't have that. It's a little bit confusing. Omer.
Then becomes Mubusar completely.
Yes. That's what we do usually most of the time when we have to take off Trumas and Maestros. It's usually Demai, because we buy it in the store and it's some kind of extra and so on.
By Rava, if
it wasn't the case, that Rava... Wait, I didn't really explain Rava. So Rava is saying, Rashi's lashon is that it's sort of a chashasha bi'alma. When the Rabbanan make a takana, that's a chashasha bi'alma. They're trying to make a chumra bi'alma. They want to go out of their way to do something which is really not justifiable la halacha, but they're trying to make an impact over here that people should be more makbid. So they're not semech on the rov, which you certainly have every right to be semech on. That type of chumrah, they weren't kaveh abrocha on, because it's the way in which they want you to act in a chumrah fashion. But it's not that they're trying to tell you that be'etzin is a new chiyuv of Afrosha Mihikar Adin. They're saying, act on the suffix l'chumra. So it's a different type of mechanism. Since that's the mechanism, it's not shayach to say that here they were koveya bracha, because it isn't really a new chiyuv. That explains bichlal why it is that we have so many kulas in Demai, where they weren't gozer in terms of aniyim or someone who's on the road, which is very strange. What do you say? So there, since you're an ani, it's okay to eat bishalakum. When you're on the road, eat bishalakum. We don't make such kind of nafkamim. But since over here the halacha is in terms of the chumra of it, the yama, same reason we don't make a brook on it. The question, when they told you, what are the circumstances in which a person ought to be machmer? So they're telling you when to be machmer, when not to be machmer. But obviously, don't make a bracha when I'm only being told be machmer on the suffix. So the ikar takona is how to treat a suffix. See, it's a completely different idea.
So that sounds a little bit like more like lo tesor in that explanation as opposed to.
Ne'enokinami? You're right. Omrevuna, chatser sheyeshla shnei ptachim tzricha shtei nerot. If you have two doorways into your chatser, and here's our Rashi problem in terms of a chatser, because what are we doing with lights at the chatser? Why would we be lighting unless that's the only bias in the chatser? So in other words, what's talking about is an entrance to a chatzar from Rishus HaRabim, or to a bayis from Rishus HaRabim that has a front and back doors. You would therefore need to light neiros on both sides. It's only if they're on two sides of the street. In other words, you have one door opening to street A, and then the entire block consists of your home, and then the back road has another door into your home. So then you would be mechuyev to light on both sides. If you have two doors that are an entrance into the same chatzer, so anybody who's walking by the street sees that the other door does have neiros there. Now, explain to me what the reason is for this, that you have to write on both places. But you're telling me it's because people may suspect that you haven't lit your candles. Who exactly will suspect? Chashada demai. Even casual passerbys who don't live here. So then how do they know that the two doors even on the same side of the street are to the same chatzar? They're walking by. As far as they're concerned, these are two different homes. And here's a guy that isn't lighting the Hanukkah neiros. If you're supposed to be avoiding that chashash, then what's the difference if it's on one side of the street or on two different streets? So I feel a buracha chadnami liboy. If we're talking about chshada de bnei mata, we're talking about what? The people who live in town and know perfectly well that that's your other door. So therefore they certainly won't be chshada. They see it on that door. So if they're in the back, so they also know you have another door. I mean, they probably, walk in the front sometimes too, no? Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Liola mishom chshada de bnei mata. Ein akinami, we're talking about locals. But zinu de mechalfi b'hai v'lo mechalfi b'hai. Sometimes people are really locals, and they always stay on the same street. Happens all the time in the Rova. You know, I mean, people have no idea what's going on in the next block. People have lived here for 20 years. But of course, you never met me. I mean, I live on the other side of the Rova. You know, I mean, it's at least 3 minutes away.
There was something about a house that collapsed in the Rova. It was on the news.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay.
No, it's
Beit
Knesset. They've been building
Beit Alon.
No, they dug
shaving a roof.
Where was this?
On
one of the rooms in Rabbi Spears'
business. Is he living there already?
You see? Think about local.
He had to move out. He didn't stay in that house.
The fire engine.
I was wondering why
the fire engine got stuck in the tunnel, coming to their help.
That's what that little fire thing was. Oh my gosh. I saw it coming in. I was wondering what it was.
If you saw it, no.
This is preserved for posterity. But it's a perfect example. I mean, it's designed. Perfect example. Talking about locals. I would have known anything. You have to hear on the news what happened on the next street.
Somebody told me what he heard on the news. So, yeah.
But he didn't tell you what his first key lit candles on the other side. All right, so there you go. So we have to be crazy.
But the Arab grocer is a Jew.
So over here, you'd have to, because even the locals, you'd have to light Bishum Khashada.
So is it Khashada because of Pesumei Nisa?
If it was Mishum Pishtum in Yisrael, then that would have been the answer. And we would have said on every Pesach, what's not mean if it's front to back?
No, because of this.
You're saying more Pishtum in because every Pesach gives me an opportunity for Pishtum in Yisrael. Every window gives me an opportunity for Pishtum in Yisrael.
Pass by one side, but not the other.
Since everybody puts up Christmas decorations around the entire home. And I'm saying that's not what it's saying over here. Otherwise,
okay.
I mean, in the dinim of Christmas, it says Beferish. Maybe Shishwot Shloshech Halonis. So he has to put a Santa Claus in one, and a, you know, okay, but that, we don't have such a halakha, so maybe let's only do
that.
All right, let's get back to work here.
With a star.
The Amri kids, they all say to themselves, aha, I mean, what will they say? I ask you. Your neighbor walks by only on that street. Does he say, ah, Joe probably lit at his front door? Ah, no. He'll say, look at this. That's Joe again. The same way he doesn't light here. For sure he didn't light on the other side, I'm sure. So, you can leave him on his chazaka. The guy never put up a chanukah in there. And therefore, you should light on both ends. When we not take him to chayshin and lakshad. That's an interesting shayla. How do you know you're chayshin for chayshin? In other words, we have to worry about what some idiot decides to think. Well, I'm mechuyev about worrying about him. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon, the mocker of the idea that you have to be chayish for pshad, as Rabbi Shimon says, b'shvil arba'a dvarim amrat Torah la'aniach peya b'sof sadeh. Why does the Torah say to leave peya? Now you're talking about giving a gift to the aniyim. Say, give a certain amount to the aniyim. What do you mean peya should be at the edge? What do you mean at the edge? It should be at the end. I'll tell you why. First of all, for Gezel Aniyim, we're going to go through each one of these in a second. Secondly, because of Bitala Aniyim. And third, because of Achshad. And fourth, because it says in the Torah, Baltecha Lepa Atzatcha. I mean, that's a little bit funny. I mean, that was the question. Why? But okay. Now, let's go through them. Mipnei Gezel Aniyim. What's the meaning of Gezel Aniyim? Because a guy, if he's able to take off peya at any arbitrary moment, so he'll wait until he sees there's no other aniyim around, and then he'll go to his family, who, you know, are not in good shape, and he'll say to them, look, I'm about to take off peya, come right away. So because of that, and then he won't leave it for any other aniyim. And so therefore, the Torah is machayev him, everybody can see, look at this, he's almost finished. So, word gets around quickly. All right, George is about to finish prayer. Everybody descend on him like a horde. Tomorrow it's got to be given. So then there's no way you can avoid it. Furthermore, we don't want you, right? You, we don't want you defining who's going to get your pay. It's supposed to be Mufkar Lanim.
Therefore, by location, you could do that by location, so now you can't choose the location.
And since everyone sees when you're coming to the edge of your field,
that becomes the...
So everybody knows. If it was up to me to define where I leave it, so then he'll call his korov, and he'll say, Harezu peya.
As opposed to giving his korov.
What's bitul aniyim? Bitul aniyim is, and this is a Musar Haskel for Israeli society, you're giving out your social security checks. So you figure, okay, so they're waiting in line for 6 hours for social security. What's the difference? They're taking money anyway. Who cares how long they have to wait in line? No. Shaloyu aniyim yoshvim umishamrim. What are they going to say? The aniyim is seeing, you know, the guy's doing his ketira. Okay, so I'll wait. Maybe he'll take off payer. Hour after hour, the guy's going to take off payah. If I know when he has to take off payah, I have to wait. So that's it's tremendous Mitzvah Haskel. The Torah should be mechayev a mitzvah to make sure that an ani should not be in a position in which he's dependent on waiting on you when you decide to take off payah. It's a horrific feeling. Absolutely horrific feeling. Guy's going to do you a favor. You're doing me a favor. This is his chiyuv. Okay, but still, you know, you can wait around. So shaloyu aniyim yoshvim u'mishamrim. Oh, achshav meniach balabayit peya. What's the chshad? Shaloyu obrim v'shavim omrim. Oh, what a nut. Tovu meira la'adam shaloy niach peya b'sadeh. Look at this guy. Didn't leave peya. God should curse him. They don't know he left Feya a long time ago. Maybe at the beginning of the Ketira. Because Be'ikra Adin, the Chiyuv of Feya starts right away, B'shatz the Ketira. So he, if he wanted to leave, it wasn't Lotechale, so then he would leave it maybe at the beginning. He wants to be very machmir. So people walk by, they'll say, hey, look at this. The guy, here's his field, and he's just going right on, blithely taking everything to himself. Obviously, he doesn't care about leaving Matan Islanian. Do they know that Adarabi was a Zoris to give it earlier? Therefore, the Torah said, wait till the end.
And they took it already, you mean? And
the, of course, they took it first day. The guy's at Tzavik. He put up notices, and these guys come by. And they'll curse him for it. Umishum bal techale. What do you mean, mishum bal techale? They're all mishum bal techale. That's what we were asking. Why did the Torah say bal techale? Well, what does this mean, mishum bal techale? Omar Rav, mipnei haramayim. Mishum bal techale. If lemaisa, if we allow you to take it off whenever you feel like, so how are we going to know? A guy who didn't take off pails. So what do you mean? First, I'll give it the office. Exactly. So mamela, in order to avoid such a situation, will the Torah was mitzvah. But meanwhile, we see that there's an Indian of avoiding kashas.
If I may, I was collecting questions. That's my Norfolk at age 17. When we came to some doctor in the office, the Rebbe Shef to send us to, he sees and he says, not today, and shuts the door. Hours later, we're in the neighborhood. We're walking. We knock. It happens to be his house. He opens the door and says, I told you, not today! And shut it again. He stumbled on the same guy.
Did he give you tomorrow?
No. Unbelievable.
I don't know what that
means. I don't know. I didn't give it to you. Why not my solicitor? I don't know what you're bringing. It's not an interesting story.
He brought in the book, you know.
People make excuses.
Omer of Yitzchak Baradif Omer of Huna. Ner sheyeshla shnei piyot. If you have two openings to your lamp with a ner on either side, you have a ptila on either side, you can use that for two different people. Now, of course, Tosus learned you can use this for two different people means at the gate of your chotzer, because there's two different people that are lighting at the same chotzer. According to Rashi, would have to be talking about for two different people, meaning for two people not in the same chotzer, because they'd be lighting at the doorway of their house. Could be for two people that are lighting in a mahadrim. I want a light for each person. So if I'm lighting for two people, so now I can use this one ner for two people.
But what's the difference between, maybe it's the second day of Hanukkah?
But that's Tosfos' shita all along, is that you don't have it. We spoke about that. That's the machlokas, whether we worry about that or not. Remember? Omar Rav, milei ki'ara shemen, v'yikifa p'tilot. How about if you take now a whole bowl, and I mean Rashi, by the way, says b'feirshom. This is in order to answer to this discussion. In other words, he says l'mahadros in elukalecha b'yecha. According to that, right? That's why it's the two people. If it was talking about for two lights on one day, then it wouldn't have said for two people. So if you fill up a bowl with oil, and you put ptilot all around this bowl. So now, if you were kafa aleha kli, you put some dish, let's say, on top of it to prevent the flame from all coming up together. So then, olala kama b'nei adam, you could use each one of those ptilot for a different person. But lo kafa aleha kli, if you didn't, then the flames merge and you made it ke'in midura. It's now like a torch. You're not Yotze at all, because in order to be Yotze Derech Hanukkah, it has to be from a single wick. This wouldn't be Yotze even for one person. Oh my brother, pshitali ner beito v'ner chanukah ner beito adif. Someone who only has enough money for one light. Now he can either have the ner of his bayit to use in his home on Shabbos. That's Shabbos time. Or he can use his money for oil for Ner Chanukah. Which one comes first? Ner Beito Adif Mishum Shalom Beito. Because since the Ner Shabbat is a function of Shalom Bayit, people should enjoy the Onik Shabbos in their home and have to feel the warmth in their home of having a light. So therefore, it's clearly Shalom Bayit is more chashuv. The Rambam ends his discussion of Chometivotera Shalom of Moed with Tosfos Chanukah, and it ends with this. This is the Shem HaGadol is Nimcha for the Shalom Bayis. Certainly, the Shalom Bayis comes first, and Bechol the whole Torah is Drachah Darchinom Chometivotera Shalom. So it's that was about any question in my mind. Shalom Bayit is clearly more important. Ner Beito v'kiddush hayom. How about if there's a question of having enough money to buy Shabbos candles or to buy kiddush? Which one comes first? Also clear to me that Ner Beito is more chashuv because of Shalom Bayit. Boy, Rava, how about Ner Chanukah and kiddush? And that's a question. What is my tzad to say? Kiddush Hayom, on the one hand, is Tadir. Every single Shabbos, you have a Chiyuv of Kiddush. Normally, Tadirut, it means that this thing comes first. But on the other hand, Ner Chanukah has such a unique element that Dilma Ner Chanukah Adiv, Mishum Pirsum Einisa. Since it has in it the element of Pirsum Anes, perhaps that's more important than Tadirut. After asking the question, he concluded that Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. The Pirsum HaNes in the Ner is more cautious. In other words, if the mocker of the Takona was Pirsumei Nisa, so then we have two Takonas. We have Kiddush, which has its own, and we have a tremendous Chashivas. The Kiddush is based on the Chi of the Arayas. Okay, I was Yotu in my Tefillah. But after all, this is part of the Iker Zochras Yom HaShabbos. It's a very important takana. What's the reason for the takana of Ner Chanukah? There's so many issues. When we say that, there's so many issues more kosher than the basis of Kiddush. So now we go to the Tadir. Normally in Tadir, I don't analyze, maybe this carbon is more kosher because it's coming for such and such a purpose. Whichever is Tadir, it's the guidelines that are given in the Torah. The question over here is whether every act of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, that's done the takon of Ner Chanukah is presuming is. I am being Mepharsim Anes, which is a different question. Is the need for Pirsum Anes more important than Tadir? That's a separate question. So in terms of the takona per se, the fact that the Gorin for the takona is presuming is irrelevant. But if Lamaisa, I'm Mekayim presuming is now, so that Prisumanisa, even on an individual level, may be important. See the difference? The fact that we make a takada of Prisumanisa is something. Overall, Hanukkah is a tremendous Prisumanisa. Fine. Therefore what? And Kiddush and Zokras Yom HaShabbos, is it our Aedis for by separation? So it's not an important takada. Oh, every mitzvah is important. We could start now wondering which mitzvah is more important. That's not the point. You'll go baser tadir, v'sheino tadir. That was his question. Or do we say that every act of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, besides the fact that it's a mitzvah, is be'etzem a pirsumei nisa? So there, besides the chiyuv of Chanukah, I also am doing something unique. So it doesn't even enter into the question of tadir.
So it's two against one.
No, it's probably that it's not nogeya tadir. Tadir is when you have two inyanim. Which one of these two inyanim come first? Right now I have a separate chiyuv. I have a chiyuv of pirsum anis that's nogeya now. So that pirsum anis is fine, besides the takana. There's a lot of discussion among the achrayim. Tadir is a deraisa. We learn it out from the tadir. So why would we say pirsum anis, the rabbana, is more important than tadir? Would we come up with such a thing, Bichlal? Again, but I think the question is based on a misunderstanding of what the Gemara is saying here. We haven't reached the Shailah, so that was Gufa, his question. Do we apply the question of Tadir, or do we look at what he's doing? Not in terms of which one I should be doing right now. There's not a question which one to do right now. This is what you have to do right now. Now we have two takonas. You're right, that's the two takonas. We would do Tadir first. Omer Rebuna.
This is a very short
Actor. You're right. You know, I don't know how drunk Kiddush gets you. But I mean,
after half an hour, what's called Pirsum HaNisa is there? finished. It's gone.
And you're Kiddush?
Kiddush.
So I'm saying, you must use some pretty stark stuff there. Maybe I should come over to your house once.
Once you had the wine, you should have it.
Amar Rav Huda. Haragil b'ner havin le'bonim talmidei chachamim. Someone who was ragil in Neiris, Rashi learns this is a reference both to Ner Chanukah and to Ner Shabbos. That we see clearly from later on. So the Inyan of Ner, the Inyan of Or, is always a reference to wisdom. We know in many societies, that's the idea of wisdom is the clarity, ability to see, understanding. And that, therefore, he would be Zocha to Bonim Talmidei Chachamim, who shine Bor Terah. Hazagir b'mizuzah, someone who's very careful about the mitzvah of mizuzah, zocher l'dira na'ah. So he is zocher through that to the physical expression of what the mizuzah is, which is a house. Hazagir b'tzitzit, zocher l'talit na'ah. You'll note, of course, that throughout the sugya we've been involving these three issues. Chanukah menorah on one side, mizuzah on the other side, madlikim menorah l'dira there. These three things are fundamentally interrelated in many ways. Hazayir b'kiddush hayom, someone who's careful about kiddush, zocha u'memale garve yayin, such a person is zocha to have much, much wine. You know, it's interesting, Rav Reuven Margolius points out, that this is goof for Ravuna. Ravuna, the Gemara says, was so poor that he had to be mamashkin his coat. He couldn't to have enough money for kiddush, so he would cover himself up with some blankets. Then he didn't have anything to wear, and because of that, we found in the Gemara and Brachas, of course, all of his wine went bad. But we find in the Gemara and Brachas, he had 400 bottles of wine. A guy who didn't have money for kiddush has ended up with 400.
But he sold it.
But they said it a good price. Where did it come from? This is Ravuna himself who's saying, if you're careful about kiddush, you'll end up being rich, and you'll have lots of wine. And Ravuna himself used to go around, he used to walk and say over in his mind, his learning, the chazer, and he would do this, it passed by the doorway of Reb Ovin the carpenter. You see from here, by the way, and from other Gemaras, similar Gemaras, that the derech was to take walks while you were chazering. Right? It's very interesting, because that allows you to focus your mind. And there's questions on this. We've got this to give sukkah. You should be sitting in your sukkah when you're chazering or you're going outside to think. But anyway, Chol HaFetani, you know, Mashmaut is that he would walk. I know my grandfather Zatzal, Ruderman, they called him in yeshiva when he was there. They called him the big batman because he used to walk for 6 to 8 hours. They would walk like most of his day was walking, but he would chazer every day 2 siddurim of shas in one direction with the one seder, the other direction with another seder, right? And like nobody knew what he was doing, but that was the only way that he was able to concentrate. Was by walking that way.
He didn't even have an MP3.
It's unbelievable.
No issue of Hashem.
What? Apparently not. So in those days, it stood him in good stead. Let me that chazora. So he used to walk by Rabovin the carpenters, and he would notice that Chanukah time and Erev Shabbos have rogyo bishragi tuva. That he, Rav Ovin, and his wife were very makbid on the neiris.
Quantity?
Whatever. A lot of tuva usually means a lot of, but it could be that they were makbid even how much oil they put in. So it could mean a lot of hakpada. So, Omar trei davi rav ravi nafik miach. Because both, Tosfos explains, it was both the male and the female of the household that were makbid over here, he said, two great men are going to come from this house. And indeed, we're very familiar with the two children that were born in that house. Rav Chista, when he would walk, He would go by the women's quarters of Rav Shizvi. This is a very interesting side note, which is Nogea all the time. Tosfos brings a raya from here that when you write a ksuva, and you're talking about the money that is a high tan alet le mibay, you only say mibay nasha and not mibay avuha, where the father is no longer alive. And that says, that's why it says over here, the bay nasha, Rav Shizvi. Why all of a sudden over here they're talking about the bay nasha? Because apparently the Rav Shizvi was no longer alive. So who was left was the bay nasha of Rav Shizvi. Therefore, he says, if a father is there, you should say, the washin da'an halat lay mi bay avua, and the father has died, you should say da'an halat lay mi bay nasha. Which Lamaisa is the way we're knowing. I mean, this is the Rabbeinu Tam's diik. The Rashba argues, which Tosfos brings, of the Baalei HaTosfos, and says that you can write either way. And Lamaisa, it's not ma'akit. And he understands that the Dvei Nasha doesn't necessarily mean that, because we find Dvei Nasha clearly in cases where the father is alive. So it could just be a Malkam, it's miyuchad, therefore, for the Nashim to be. In any event, over there, since it was only the Nashim, so there was only one person that was being mocked, but not the Gvarim. And therefore, he said, Gavra Rabba Nafak Mihacha, a great man will come from here, but he didn't say two, as Rav Huna did. So there, indeed, who came from there? And Nafak Minel Rav Shizvi. That was the home where Rav Shizvi came from. The visa de Rav Yosef, Havis Ma'achro Umad Leka Slot. Rav Yosef's wife would light very late. Now, the Pashtus is how Rashi is learning. They're talking about Ner Shel Shabbos. Others learn Dafka not talking about Ner Shel Shabbos. It's talking about Ner Shel Chanukah. And we'll see that there's tremendous Dafka Minas in this. Omar la Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said to her, it says, Lo Yamish Amud Ha'anan Yomam V'Amud Ha'esh Laila. What does that mean, Lo Yamish? I mean, obviously, you tell me there was Amud in the day, you tell me there was Amud in the Laila. I mean, what I have to know is Lo Yamish. Malamich Amud Anan Mashalim La'amud Ha'esh V'Amud Ha'esh Mashalim La'amud Anan. The point over here is that it wasn't like there was an instant where there's Amud Ha'esh, and then the Amud Ha'esh disappears, the Amud Ha'anan. That the Lo Yamish means that there's a gradual transition so that the Amud Ha'esh would appear early in order that the light would already be there in time for the night, and vice versa. And therefore, the same thing should be true of you. Wait to the last minute in order to make it now the Hadlaka, but rather you should do it earlier. So therefore, she thought, if that's the case, So then reason Magdimen. If you tell him it's not an Indian to show it's for Shabbos, so let me do it early. Omala Ahusaba. We'll talk about it in a moment. Omala Ahusaba. So the famous Ahusaba came along. Some say that he's here in this room, but we won't. Then Tanino Bavacha Lo Yakdim Velo Yacher. No, it says the Farish, you're not allowed to be mocked him too much. Because if you're mocked him, then it's not nicker that you're lighting Ner Shabbos. This is how Rashi learned. Which means that according to Rashi, there's Be'etzan two different dinim in Ner Shabbos. There's the fact that there should be light in the house for Shabbos. But that's not sufficient. I mean, if that's the union, there should be light in the house for Shabbos, who the heck cares what it was lit? I mean, what has to be nicker at Shel Shabbos? And if I light it in the afternoon, I'm not going to be home. So I can light it as early as I want, as long as there's light in the house for Shabbos. If Rashi says that it requires minkara for Shabbos, means that he holds that the neiros are a din and kovet Shabbos as well. In which case there's a chiyuv that it has to be nikar. If that's true, so then it's already goreim a lot, at what point is it nikar? There are many shittas, this is how we paskin, is that it's not nikar that it's for Shabbos, even if you go out of your way to be mekabel Shabbos. Remember, there's two different issues over here. You can, this comes up all the time. People who want to light the neiros and get to the kosel by cab. Happens all the time. So what do? They light Neiros early, with a tanai not to be Makabal Shabbos, take the cab, and come to the Kotel. The problem is that you cannot be mocked in the hadlaka at a point in which, and this is how we passed him, in which it's not nikkur that it's shal Shabbos because it's still broad daylight. So now the shaila is, how about if it's before plaga mincha, which is often what happens. You have, remember, hadlaka in Yerushalayim is 40 minutes. Plaga mincha is b'sach hakol, an hour and a half. You need enough time to still get to the Shabbos. So there's some will hold if you're Mekabel Shabbos, because I won't help you much because you probably won't want to travel in taxi cab if you're Mekabel Shabbos. But certainly without Mekabel Shabbos, for sure it's not Mekabel Shabbos. But we Paskin, the Bialocha says you're not, I mean, maybe B'di'evit, I mean, you would be Yotzer of the light again. But certainly you cannot be Semech on a Hadlaka prior to the Plaga Mincha.
Why isn't just the etzim hadlaka of Neros Minkur Milsim today when we have electric lighting all over the place? It's clear that we're lighting candles for Shabbos.
I know, it's an interesting question.
The
pashtus is that it has to be b'shas hadlaka that has to be Minkur. Otherwise you could say the very fact there's only one light is nikkur special Shabbos, right? Mm-hmm. That isn't the point. I'm lighting in the middle of the afternoon. Where was my act of covered Shabbos in the hadlaka? Which is tremendous Kiddush. I mean, well, who's to say that there's a specific act of the Kavod Shabbos? Mm-hmm. But Lamaisa, that's Rashi, too, and it's very Nogel Alof. That's really just the way we Paskin. And therefore, I mean, we have now the fact that there is light, as you're pointing out, there's light in the house, it's anyway the electric lights are on. Do I have a separate Chiev of a Hadlaka? I said, I have a Chiev of Hadlaka. What about my Chiev of Brocha, where somebody is going to be turning on the lights? Things like that. There's a lot of issues in which this is no game, Amish Lalocha, to light a specific candle that should be Lekavod Shabbos and to make a bracha on it, even though there's already lights there. The Meiri, on the other hand, learns that we're talking about Ner Chanukah. Apparently, he holds that, well, what's a track Shabbos? Either you'll have a light in your house of Shabbos, or you won't have a light in your house of Shabbos. Why is it been naked at Shal Shabbos? At night it'll be naked at Shal Shabbos because it's Shabbos and there's your light. But B'shas Hadlaka, there's a Chiyah, B'shas Hadlaka has to be naked at Shabbos. Why? Because he's learning the Takana is that you have to have light in your home on Shabbos. Light in your home on Shabbos.
Light in your home on Shabbos.
Huh? That's it.
I'm just curious, are there specific Shabbos candlesticks or Shabbos whatever as it is?
There's no specific Chanukah menorah either.
No, but
even though there's Vada had been in the Chanukah menorah, no?
There
has to be Nikr Shal Chanukah. But that's why he said it's going to Chanukah. But the question is, why did she light late? Now this is very tremendous Machlokas we're showing him. Was she lighting late because she couldn't do Malacha after Hadlokas on there? That was the mashmaut is the last thing in the day that she's going to do is to be magdil, so to speak, between her Erev Shabbos and her Shabbos was the Hadlokas Neiros. From which many conclude that after Hadlokas on there, you can't do Malacha. So she's you're taking her Shabbos. So therefore she was Ma'akhara. This should be now the last thing that I do. Okay, but not everybody's made it to that. That necessarily there's a couple of Shabbos with the Hadlokas on there.
Really?
I think mocked it. Again, we do that. Uh-huh. But the Shaila is whether the Gemara is assuming that of it. That's a Machlokas Rishon. Omar Rabba. The Rachim Rabbanan Avin Le Bonin the Rabbanan. Someone who loves Tamid HaChachomim will have children Tamid HaChachomim. The Moki Rabbanan Avin Le Chatanvata the Rabbanan. People who have covered for Tamid HaChachomim will have son-in-laws that are Tamid HaChachomim. So it's if he loves, then it's like the love of a ben. If it's the love of a ben, so then you'll have a bonus. If he respects, well, you know, we don't expect Adka de Kach to love your Aiden. Baruch Hashem, I could say, you can love your Aiden too. But you have to respect an Aiden. Havin lechatan vata de Rabbonin. The Dochem Rabbonin, someone who has Yira from Tamir HaChomim. That's a Mishunah de Gemadreinah. Who goofy have it to be Rabbanan? Such a person will himself have become a Talmud Chacham. This Meiridik Gura who switches around these two. If you're nervous about the Rabbanan, you're scared of them, then you'll have a son-in-law as a Rabbanan. That's the Meiridik that I can be. If you have covets, then you yourself will be a Rabbanan. Interesting. Okay, but you love Bar Hochiv. If he's not the kind of person that's going to become a Talmud Chacham, the guy is not. I mean, he doesn't spend his, it's interesting. Rashi doesn't say, he doesn't have those kind of brains. He says, not a guy who's ice potato. Says it's not. I mean, he's not such an intelligent person. No, it's not such thing. But the guy doesn't learn. What do you say? He's going to turn into Talmud. How's he going to turn into Talmud Chacham? By papal dispensation. So, okay, so have at least the Maila that Mishtamin Mile Ketzurban Mirabbanan. People will respect what he has to say, like they used to respect the words of the Talmud Chacham. The Lo B'Shem and Sreifa.
Why will the words be respected?
Huh?
What is the...
In other words, because they'll have Yira from him. So there's a sense of, he knows what he's talking about, you better watch out. Again, the way the grower reverses it makes much more sense. Lo B'Shem and Sreifa. And then we have this strange thing, Shem and Sreifa. I noticed already in your book, Barnea. In your book, Barnea. That he's got a special oil that he calls Shem and Sreifa, which is connected to Sunya. But Shem and Sreifa, what is burning? Oil to burn. What's oil to burn? Amarava means oil that's only ready for burning. If you have truma, and that was oil, and it became tummy, what are you going to use it for? So why do they call it oil to burn? There's nothing else you can do with oil that's tummy other than burning it. So mamela, we call it shemet sreifa. What's wrong with using it? Be the best thing? Put shemet sreifa in your candles. You'll be doing two mitzvahs at once. So b'shav is my time of low. Why would you not be allowed to burn this on Shabbos in your neiros? Mitoch shemitzvah lav levaharon. Gzeira shemayate. Since he has a mitzvah and he had some burning, so then already he's pushing to be mekayem his mitzvah. He'll be mateh the ner. We have more of a chashash, and therefore you shouldn't use a fuel where you want to burn the fuel. Because be'etzem, when the fuel isn't burning well, you always have a secondary consideration. Well, at least I'll save the fuel when it comes to Shem and Israel. You want it to burn. So Mamela, we're worried about the gzeira. Normally I buy if that's the case. So why is it that on Yontif you can't burn Shem and Sreifa? So let me have to be Yontif Lishterek. Alam Etznan, Ein Madlikim, Shem and Sreifa, be Yomtov. That's the Gzera Yontif at the Shabbos. That's not a problem. Where it goes on Yontif, even though, where there's no din of Shema Yata, obviously you're allowed to burn it on Shabbos, but where goes the Yontif at the Shabbos? Rav Chisda says, no, the Shema Yata lo kashina. We're not afraid over here that you're going to be mata than there. What we're talking about is a Yontov Shechal Liyot Erev Shabbat. So now here we are on a Friday, which is a Chag, and now I want to burn my Shem and Sreif and my Neiris for Shabbos. But you're not allowed to do that. If you do that, you're going to end up burning Kodesh on the Chag, and there's an Isser in burning Kodesh on the Chag, which you learn from a Pasuk. We see the terraces went to burn nicer. So since I can't burn Kodesh b'chag, so therefore we don't do it because it's a chag today.
So I mean, gezera, not to do on Shabbos,
yeah,
because of
Yom. Well, there are shitas that Tesis Rid learns what you just said. Others take the Gemara literally, that the case in the Mishnah is a case where it's Yontif. The Tesis Rid says, no, I mean, it obviously doesn't mean that. It must mean that we gave every Shabbos this din because of the times in which Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov. Now, Al-Midiktani Seifa, Ein Madlikim, Hashem and Seifa, B'Yom Tov. Wait a second. The Mishnah continues on to say you can't use Hashem and Seifa, B'Yom Tov. Mashma, that we're not talking about Yom Tov in the Reisha. So, Mechal, the Reisha, Lav, B'Yom Tov, Askina, Om Rivchanina, Misur, on the contrary. The Mishnah is now explaining itself. Matam ka'amar. Matam ein madlikim b'shem and sreifa b'yomta. V'fishein thraven kachem b'yomta. In other words, given that we're talking about the Yisr, so therefore, I need to explain why v'pneisha ein madlikim b'shem and sreifa b'yomta. Tanik abasi rechista. We have a brisa that says clearly that the basis of the Mishnah over here is not the gzera shemayata, but adarabah. That it's a fun, because according to the way that Rabbah was learning, The last part of Eim Avikim B'Shem Mitzrayim was Gezerah because of the first part. Whereas according to the way Rav Chisda is learning, the Iker din is that you're not allowed to burn Shem Mitzrayim on Yom Tov. And indeed, the writer says, Kol Eilu Shamru Ein Madlik Ben B'Shabbat, Madlikim Ben B'Yom Tov. All of the other cases in the Mishnah are no problem when it comes to Yom Tov. Because what kind of chashash of Shema Yata is there on Yom Tov? The only thing is Shem and Sreifa. Chutz b'Shem and Sreifa, Lefish Ein Sofim Kachim B'Yom Tov, which is exactly what Rav Chisda said. According to Rambam, it says, Stam it's Gzeira of Yom Tov Ata Shabbos. Ah, you'll ask, understand, if we're making the Gzeira of Yom Tov Ata Shabbos, why do we make Gzeira of Yom Tov Ata Shabbos on all of the other Shemonim? Obviously, because the other Shemonim, every idiot understands, this is not a very good fuel. I know that on Shabbos I can't use it because I may burn it. But there's no Isra burning on Yom Tov, he's not going to get confused. Shem and Sreifa is wonderful oil. So I think, if I can use it today, why can't I use it on Shabbos? I mean, maybe we need to make it. Chaim.